strikes on Ukrainian cities. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Those strikes as protests took place in Russia against a mobilization of more troops to fight in Ukraine. Fox's Trey Yangst has the latest.
Russian forces trying to claim any victory they can in this ongoing conflict, and a lot of internal pressure for Russian President Vladimir Putin at home in Moscow, where protests erupted this week following the announcement of a partial military mobilization. So many people have been trying to leave Russia that the borders with Kazakhstan and Finland have been blocked by cars, and Finland says in the coming days they will ban Russian tourists from entering.
Russian President Putin this week threatened to use all available means to defend his country, raising concerns he could use nuclear weapons. Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for Florida as Tropical Storm Ian intensifies over the Caribbean and targets the state next week. Meteorologist Brooks Garner of Fox TV affiliate WOFL in Orlando.
Bottom line, we're going to see our conditions here deteriorating significantly on Tuesday with bands of heavy rain and gusty winds. Now, we're not going to know for sure where this is going until Sunday. That's why the cone of uncertainty envelops the whole state from the Panhandle to Miami.
Forecasters believe Ian will be a Category 3 hurricane when it makes landfall. Four more busloads of immigrants who crossed the southern border in Texas arrived in New York City today. Tents are being set up to house them. Republicans like Texas Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne remain critical of the Biden administration's border policies.
They have absolutely no plan. They're taking people who were processing on folks who are applying for asylum, and those people that were processing are now being used as babysitters and cab drivers going along a border that is open.
There's been a record number of over 2 million migrant apprehensions at the southern border so far this year. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
As Florida braces for a possible hurricane, Puerto Rico residents are dealing with major damage done by Hurricane Fiona. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez is there.
Anger and sadness filled the streets days after Hurricane Fiona left much of the island in the dark and without drinking water. Problems persist.
Horrible.
Carmen Cruz worries her parents are in danger. This massive tree took out half their home. They barely made it out in time.
They've lost their entire kitchen, part of their balcony, the bathroom, their washing machine.
Meanwhile, fuel is running out as well. Lines at gas stations go on for miles. It is the only thing that powers backup generators for those who are lucky enough to have them.
Some residents are running low on food and other supplies like prescription drugs. A Mississippi man is facing a federal hate crime charge. Fox's Tom Graham explains.
Prosecutors say Axel Cox burned a cross in his front yard in an apparent attempt to threaten his black neighbors. The Justice Department says the 23-year-old also addressed the family with racially derogatory language. A grand jury in September indicted Cox of Gulfport for violating his neighbor's housing rights. His trial is set for November. Burning crosses as a form of racial intimidation harkens back to the Jim Crow South. Tom Graham, Fox News.
President Biden hosting Sir Elton John at the White House for a concert last night. The president surprising the entertainer by presenting him with the National Humanities Medal.
On behalf of the American people, thank you, and I sincerely mean this, thank you for moving the soul of our nation.
The 75-year-old Elton John is on a lengthy farewell tour, which is slated to end in New Zealand in January. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.